It was early spring 2009, and while it was still chilly outside, with frost settled in the corner of the window pane, Terry and I were enjoying the warm sunlight streaming through the front window. It was just warm enough for me to take off my socks and ask for a much-needed footrest. I was, after all, 6 months pregnant with our first child, and was experiencing the typical restless legs and swollen feet. "We really should discuss names," I said, as I took a deep breath. "Baby will be here before we know it." Just at that moment, I felt a flutter and grabbed Terry's hands to feel the kick in my belly. "See? Baby wants us to decide a name right now," I teased. After much conversation and tossing around many ideas, Terry said he needed some inspiration. I wasn't sure exactly what that meant. A run? A green tea? A nap? Or some loud music? Moments later, he returned with some magazines and started flipping through pages.
"Well," he said, "what about the name Maddox for a boy?"
"Yes, I like that one," I smiled. "Let's keep that one on the maybe list."
"I have another one. I like the ring of Nixon for a boy as well."
"Agreed." I smiled even bigger as I sat up to rest my head on his shoulder. "Neither of those names resonates too much if the sweet baby is a girl, though," I giggled. We tossed around a few more names. Lucy, Samantha, Ariana. I was starting to get tired and feeling like I needed a nap. Then just like that, it happened with the flip of a page.
"What about Vienna?"
he asked.
"Vienna Ariana."
I didn't just like that name. I didn't just love that name. It was the name. I cannot put into words the emotion I felt at that moment. Hearing those words took my breath away. I felt a little bit lightheaded, and the hair on the back of my neck stood straight up. It was so intense, I almost lost my balance as I flew off the couch. I shouted, "Yes, yes, that is the name. If baby is a girl, this is her name." Looking back now, I know it was a message from God, the universe giving me a sign, the epic truth of no coincidences. All of it aligned. Other than marrying Terry, I had never felt so sure of anything in my entire life. Our wonderful, beautiful baby boy was born in July 2009. We welcomed Nixon into our lives as a perfect bundle of joy. He was the happiest baby you could ever imagine. Even if he woke up at 3 a.m., he was grinning ear to ear, full of life and love to this day. He is still the most impeccable and amazing young man we could ever dream of having for a son. Almost 2 years later to the day, we were blessed to welcome our second child into our family. The million-dollar family, we felt so fortunate to embrace a beautiful baby girl into our arms. So genuine and kind, her heart and passion for life were there from day one. She radiated warmth then and now, and her personality was contagious. Without hesitation, we named her Vienna Ariana. The name held power from the moment Terry spoke it that day we were sitting on the couch. Little did I know then that Vienna's name had so much power for the story of our family. Not only is she our beautiful baby girl, but that Vienna would also be where we went to save Terry's life. Vienna Ariana, our daughter. Vienna, Austria, the city. No coincidences. Even as I write this, I wonder how much more all of our lives would change and improve if we trusted God, the universe, and our intuition.